Brought to you by jml.org.au.
In the Parsha of Bereshis, we read about Adam HaRishon, the first man getting the first command ever. And that is the mitzvah of not eating from the tree of knowledge, the Eitz Hadas. From all other trees he could eat, but not from that tree. And we read about how he eventually does eat, after being given by the food by his wife, who in turn was pushed by the snake. And then it says, before that happened, Vayu Shnehem Arumim Ha'odam V'ishtai V'lo Yisposhoshu. It says that both of them were naked, man and wife. There was no shame. Rashi says on that Pasuk, chapter 2, verse 25, Lo Hoyu Yoidim, they didn't know Tznius. They didn't know the difference between Toiv and Ra, good and bad. Even though he had tremendous wisdom to be able to give names to all the creatures on this planet, animals, birds, fish, but he wasn't given the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah, the evil inclination, wasn't implanted in him until he ate from that tree. But once he ate from that tree and the Yetzirah entered, he knew Ma Bein Tov L'Ra, the difference between good and bad. And that's why later on, when Hashem questions him, Hashem says, what's wrong? Is there anything wrong? Who told you you were naked? Did you eat from that tree that I told you not to eat from? In other words, you ate from that tree, and of course, now you have that inclination to do Ra, you have the Yetzirah entering you. And the obvious question that could be asked here is, what was the whole purpose of man, if not to have a free choice? Why is it that Adam HaRishon was created without having, if you like, a Yetzirah? Surely the whole test and the whole challenge of having man on this universe was in order for him to conquer his Yetzirah. Had he not eaten from the fruit, would have that challenge not ever been met? The Chasam Sofer brings an interesting medrash, or really brought in the Shach on the Torah, and also the Rechaim, and that is, how long was the prohibition from eating from the tree of knowledge applicable? And indeed, he says that it was permitted for him. It was only prohibited until Shabbos had entered. Once the day of Shabbos had entered, it was permitted for Adam to eat from the Eitz Hadas. But, as the Chazal say, Hechilosoi Boiser, she gave him to eat Boiser. Boiser means unripe, i.e., before this man, Kodem Zmanai. And it makes sense, says the Chasam Sofer. God wouldn't have created a tree only for the test. Lo lechinam, not for nothing did God plant trees in the gun, if the fruits would be forever forbidden. But, indeed, it would be permitted for him at one time to be able to eat from that fruit. And Chazal say that that point of time was indeed Shabbos. At Shabbos time, yes, that's when he would be able to eat it. If that's the case, explains Chasam Sofer, we can answer the question as follows. And that is, that it's true, the whole purpose of man, Zekola Adam, is to be a Baal Bechira, is to have choice and choose life. Bacharta Bechaim, as Hashem tells us to do, choose life. Choose the right way. Don't give in to Yetzirah. But, as we asked before, if he has no desire to do evil, if there's no desire to do bad, the whole point of reward and punishment doesn't seem applicable. But, explains Chasam Sofer, what Hashem wanted was that man would be built from the ground, min ha'adama. He would be fashioned from the earth, and therefore he would always have earthly desires. However, Hashem wanted that he should not eat from the tree of knowledge until Shabbos would come in, because Hashem wanted the battle, if you like, to begin at Shabbos. Hashem wanted that God, that Adam HaRishon should be zoicha, should merit to have a neshama yisera, to have this extra neshama that would come with tremendous kedusha, tremendous holiness on the Shabbos itself. And then Hashem wanted that man would be able to eat from the tree, and he would be able to then have the choice to do good and bad, but with the added foundation block of the Shabbos itself. And once he would experience one Shabbos, once he would experience the Kedusha of Shabbos, he would enter even the beginning of the Shabbos, then the future of humanity would be built, the future of Adam Rishon would be built on the Kedusha of Shabbos, and he would be able to have a greater strength to overpower the Gashmias, to overpower that earthly intellect, that earthly inclination that man would ever have. And that is the same to this very day. Every single time we experience a Shabbos, we receive a Neshama Yisera, we receive an extra Neshama, so to speak, and it gives us the strength that the rest of the week we're able to launch into the Avodas Hashem to do whatever Hashem wants us to do with extra power and extra koyach. As the Zohar puts it, Minei Misporchen Kol Yom, from the Shabbos all the rest of the days of the week are blessed. A guten Shabbos.
Thank you for listening to another one of our great recordings. We hope you enjoyed listening to this lecture and found it enriching and inspiring. To download and listen to many of our other recordings, please sign up today for a free membership via our website, www.jml.org.au.